All right. Next, we got Jack Scalia. Jack, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great now that I'm talking to you.
Hey.
Got a cup of coffee.
Got a cup of Joe there. Now, I want to talk. You've been to back and forth. Or you've been to. You went to Iraq or Afghanistan? I know I saw you in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I was in Afghanistan, sir.
To go and help to support the troops, go over there and do your mission. You're hanging out with Gary Sinise a lot. You're an actor. You're an ambassador to the Coalition to Support America's Heroes. That's I talked to Soldier Hard last night, and he said, you know what, that group there in California, they really they know how to treat us right. So thank you for doing that, sir.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for your service. Now it's our time to be on board and serve you, and. You know, being part of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes for about 7, coming on 8 years now, you know, I get to be around the greatest people that I've ever known. And I've been around some wonderful people in my life. But I'll tell you this, my time in Afghanistan, where I was there for 3 months, when people have asked me about the experience, I had the opportunity and the honor to stand among the greatest people in the world. And, you know, being a guy from the projects in Brooklyn, you know, to turn and tell these guys and gals to say, hi, I love you. I really love you is not an easy thing coming from, you know, Cement City, but it's the truth. And, you know, when I saw depths of compassion, I understand the commitment and the honor to duty and country and to the man to your and woman to your right and left. However, in being with them and seeing how they reached out to people in the villages and how they would put themselves on the line every single second of every minute of every hour of every day, I just could not believe the level of compassion and what they did in sacrificing themselves and in, I mean, like I said, in every second. And it was... And it was I was just honored to be amongst them.
You bring up a good, Jack, you bring up a good point that nobody ever talks about. Because when people think about war and the current wars, they think about little green guys charging up a hill and planting a flag in the ground. And that's victory because they still have this conceptualization, this idea, this, you know, basically World War II movie concept. But what they don't realize, and I don't think the story has really been told, when you talk about compassion, truly, how much time that American warfighters spend inside the villages, inside the areas with, you know, the local local nationals, the aliens, and help them. I mean, truly in a compassionate ways, providing them, you know, ways to get water, providing them intercommerce between other tribes, between other villages, trying to help with, I mean, truly just quality of life. No way to say it differently than that. It's not about, you know, going out there and, you know, stacking people like cordwood and schwacking people all the time. A lot of it is about helping the local populace. And I'm glad you brought that up because nobody sees that. Nobody ever talks about that. But that's American compassion at its best.
That's true. And, you know, when I was out at one of my visits at FOB Phoenix, and one of the majors said to me, come on, I need you to help us do something. So we went out to a bunch of these containers they had on part of the FOB. And I saw basically all were officers from, you know, lieutenants to majors to colonels. And they were stacking clothes in bags. And they said, okay, come here, help us with this. And there was one bag was for toddlers. One bag was for, you know, 6 and 7 year olds. One bag was for teenagers. One bag was a male adult, female adults. And I said, well, what are you doing with these? And they said, well, we'll get ready to distribute these in the villages and you know, lace your boots up. And I said, well, where do these clothes come from? And they said,
you got an education, didn't you?
Yeah, 90% of the clothes come from military families.
Yep,
so
yep.
Here are the military families at home, the mom, you know, the husbands or the wives or the children, their teenage kids, and they're the ones that are sending their clothes to be put on to the people, the Afghan people out in these villages that, you know, I don't have to tell you were in Iraq. You know what it's like when you go through a village after the Taliban has been through it. I mean, there's not a whole lot of living and there's a whole lot of peace of mind. And, you know, the guys and gals I was with and distributing medicine and distributing food and putting clothes on their back and winning their hearts and minds, it just kind of became a lost term. But, you know, and people would say it, but they actually didn't
It's become
know.
A dirty term. It's become a term that people use as some sort of signification of weakness, and it's not. Exactly. It's about teaching compassion. Sean, how much time we got to the break? I'm going to take it now. Come back. We're gonna bring Jack back. For those that want to check out Jack, go to jackscalia.net. What's the other website they can check out for the coalition?
Well,
SaluteAmericasHeroes.org. SaluteAmericasHeroes.org. Check that out. Yes, we're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to bring Jack back, and we're also going to bring on J.R. Martinez, who I understand as of last night, you guys got a heck of a connection. Let's talk about that when we come back. This is Tipping Point, Boone Cutler. Stand by to stand by. We'll continue to kick a little ass. Man, heck of a show today. We just had Dean Cain on with Scotty Collins talking about a few projects for warfighters and also expressing their wait, let's listen to that real quick. Go ahead.
They had their free speech, and this is a free response.
Yeah. Go ahead and turn it down. For those who haven't heard it, just check out Warfighter Intervention. New song just came up by Recon One Music. And it's in protest to some of these folks out there who want to generate their hype, these hype freaks, disrespecting our warfighters, disrespecting movies, our warfighter movies, saying that, you know, we're psychopaths and all this other stuff. You know, these people, they can pound sand. You know, we got a lot of respect and a lot of support in America. And you know what? If people really thought so negatively of us, I don't think it'd be one of the highest grossing, probably is going to be the highest grossing movie of all time, war movie of all time. And right now we've got Jack Scalia on the line. We're also going to bring on J.R. Martinez. These guys know each other, and I got the story last night. Jack and J.R., how you doing, J.R.?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. Much respect to you. I know you're a warfighter, too. You served, and you're doing that stuff. You're doing the acting stuff right now, and last night, I'm talking to some mutual friends between Jack and I, and I get this whole story about how you and Jack Scalia met, and now you're on a soap opera. He was on a soap opera. Crazy stuff, man. Small world, huh?
Yeah. He's a lot more handsome than I am, though.
But you can dance, pal.
I'm still talking to my plastic surgeon about ways I can kind of, you know, look a little bit more handsome.
You know, Jack's got that old school handsome, you know?
He does.
I don't think guys from our generation are going to become handsome like that. We can't do it.
No, I know. It's a different thing. We got to be a little more loud and trashier and, you know, and
JR,
rude, so to speak.
How are you, JR?
I'm doing good, Jack. Good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, same here, pal. Listen, Boone, a lot of people, Nate, look, they know that war hero, JR, great dancer, yes. Actor, outstanding, yes, but what they don't know is that he is an ultra-distance cyclist.
Last night when I got the word on this, Barbara was telling me, Jack and JR, they're friends. They know each other from a cycle. They were in a cycle race together. And my first thought was, tandem?
Yeah, Jack.
No, actually, he pulled me.
We rode our separate bicycles, not motorcycles. We ride those too. We did a ride from Seattle to San Diego, 1,500 miles in 16 days, and that was and JR was Hollywood before Hollywood even knew about him, because when the cameras were on in the morning, there was JR, and then when we were pulling into the VAs and whatever city we landed in, JR was on the bike in front of the cameras.
I love it. Yeah. You know, and these are the stories that need to be told. I was also part of what I was hearing about last night. Jack, you know, you've been in this acting game for a long time, been supporting our warfighters, so that was the nexus that kind of brought you and JR together. But you were saying that you could see before JR was JR Martina, you know, the guy doing all this stuff, Dancing with the Stars, all my trip. Before all that stuff, you could see in him that this was what was going to be.
Yeah, there is something that is an intangible that with our warriors who come back that have sacrificed limb, or in JR's case, what they would call, you know, affectionately too hot to handle, his burn wounds from a landmine. And there is a determination and a spirit, a will of spirit that is inspiring. And the energy and his personality and the drive and the tenacity for him to become more than what he maybe would have been had he not had his injury, although he was an All-American receiver in football. But this will
to, you know, we started calling him Hollywood because there was, I introduced him, got an introduction with Tony Robbins just to say hello. And then I get a call from JR and he's called me. He goes, he's got me up here being the keynote speaker. and JR took it and ran with it.
Well, let's throw that to JR. JR, I didn't have any training in radio. That wasn't my game. You know, I did this as a mission imperative to help the warfighter community. That's my whole thing. But I also know that, you know, you come back from war a little bit fearless. You're willing to try some things that you normally wouldn't try. You know, there's just something that comes out. I think also after a blast injury, you do go through a personality change. This is just medically documented. And I certainly did. My personality is totally different now than what it was before. Did you go through the same thing? And as part of that, let's talk about growth. Has it made you a better person in a lot of ways?
Yes. It has absolutely made me a better person because I was 19 years old when it happened to me. And, you know, there's an element of being a 19-year-old. You feel invisible. You feel like, you know, it won't happen to me. Nothing's going to happen to me. You know, and you don't remember how fragile, you know, you really are and we really are. And, you know, now it's really kind of made me, you know, I'm very much a type of individual, and it's something I'm still working on because, you know, those closest to me, like, I'm really kind of like, no, do it now, do it now. Seize the moment, take advantage of the moment, do it now. Why wait till tomorrow? Why wait till the next week? Why wait? Go now. You know, you have time, you know. And
exactly.
You know, and I kind of got to learn and understand this balance. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, I didn't, when I started to become a motivational speaker, which was way before the entertainment industry, you know, for me, it was just more about an opportunity to have a platform and have a voice and to be able to help give that voice to so many, you know, veterans that didn't have a voice, to their families, to be one of the individuals that was going to represent them and speak out on behalf of them, you know, because they don't feel like they have voices. They don't feel like it's powerful enough. And, you know, everything I've been able to do in my career, you know, I had no training for none of this. And the only training I had was to be an infantryman in the United States Army. And, you know, that ended short. But I think what it speaks to is that when you give a service member an opportunity, as a business, as a small business, as a major business, as a corporation, when you give them an opportunity, you know, you'd be surprised what you'll get in return because the work ethic that's attached to it, the willingness to really prove people wrong and to succeed is there. The discipline, the teamwork, you know.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. But let me pop in on this because I want to get your feeling on it. I want to get your – and I also want to tell you, 46% of human resources managers say hiring a veteran is a challenge because of PTSD. Now, we say on the show that's not PTSD. That's PTSD phobia because they really don't know what PTSD is. They don't have any training on this, you know. And there's females that – or people that have been raped and they have PTSD. That's never an issue in the hiring process. We have people that have been through car accidents, natural disasters with PTSD, never an issue in the hiring process. But if you're a combat veteran or a veteran of any, you know, condition, whether it be combat, non-combat, today, 46%, there is a tremendous amount of discrimination against our American warfighters because of this type of bias. And what you're saying, I can't agree with you more, but others aren't seeing it. They aren't seeing the value in hiring warfighters. So that's really causing a lot of warfighters to go into business for themselves, get involved in the arts, try and find a way to find that mission greater than themselves like we have in the military. And I think that's a good thing. Why do you think America is not getting it yet?
Because, you know, you talk about less than 1% of our nation's population actually serve. You know, so there's, you know, talking about 99% of individuals that live in this country have never been in that sort of environment, you know, have no connection to, for the most part, to the military. And, you know, it's been a long time since this country has been in any sort of conflict. And so a lot of people have kind of become very disconnected with what the military is all about and supporting them and understanding them. I think with films like, you know, you mentioned American Sniper, you know, the great thing about it is it is going to kind of give people an idea. You know, there is a reason why so many people are, you know, coming out of that film now and not only in awe of Chris Kyle personally and what his story is and how badass he was and the lives that he helped save, but at the same time, you know, talking about and raising the topic of conversation about PTSD and what it really is and how you really can overcome and the ways you can overcome it. And so people, the dialogue is there, that, you know, and using Chris Kyle's story, you know, is just another avenue to be able to kind of have this conversation and slowly allow more Americans to kind of understand.
And these, you know, guys, this is a good point. When you've got guys, I mean, here you have a national hero. Texas is going to have Chris Kyle Day, all these other things. Great stuff. Good things happening. Okay, but still, there's a group of folks out there who want to use terms like psychopath, who want to say, and you know what? That is going to, that overlays on all warfighters because they're making these blanket statements. So when these hype freaks out there want to take advantage of, you know, something popular like this movie, you know, and a lot of times these folks are like, oh, I'm for equality and people's rights. Okay, really? Really, you are? Okay, well, you just created so much discrimination against us. My opinion is you should be punched in the face.
Well, here's the funny thing about that. I mean, it's, you know, the people that always kind of, you know, and I always say this, and Jack has heard this, and I know Jack has kind of said this as well. You know, we always try to educate people to respect and honor and do for the men and women and the families that actually wear the uniform. Don't bring the politics and put it against those individuals. Because at the end of the day, if something happened in this country right now, at this very moment, there would be men and women and families that would immediately start to sacrifice. Meanwhile, myself and a lot of my friends, we would be making sure our families are safe in one place and standing in front of the TV waiting for whatever news channel to give us an update. Meanwhile, right, there's going to be a lot of men and women. So at the end of the day, as much as you want to have an opinion about that to those individuals that have an opinion, you also need to kind of take a step back and say, you know what? They're willing to put their lives on the line. Meanwhile, I'm going to sit here in front of my living room watching TV.
Couldn't agree with you more. Jack, did you hear the song Warfighter Intervention? Did you get a copy last night?
Yes, I did, and I like it a lot. And I love the two names, the two cowards, the two people that are who are not relevant, that need to be relevant, and you feature both of their names in it. And, you know, to me, through my association with the Salute America's Heroes, you get to have another understanding. And all I can say is, you know, I'm very proud of JR and all of you guys that laced it up and put a uniform for us to protect us here at home. And as JR said, you know, most of us will watch TV. But, you know, I've always been a believer in creation. I believe in God. I believe in faith. And I cling to my guns and I cling to my faith. And you got the only time there's an exception is where the one time where I believe that's evolution is when a beluga whale came out of the water, got some limbs, was found eating in a garbage can in Santa Monica, and when it turned around, it was Michael Moore. And I know that's an insult to beluga whales, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, leave the whales out of this.
Yeah. You know, there is a community here in Hollywood that is highly supportive of our men and women in uniform and works a lot with our disabled vets and all organizations. We have vets on sets out here, and you can, you know, Gary Sinise, John Boyd, and a couple other people started the group that we have, and there are many more people here in our community that do love, support, actively support, not just through verb by talking about it, but we actually go out there. A lot of them have foundations, and, you know, Gary being the Bob Hope of today.
He truly is. You know, a big, big fan of Gary Sinise, and I know you spent a lot of time with him. I think you even did a little bit of a, you know, going back and forth, you know, over to the sand with him. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna get everybody's plug in, and I want to get a quick down and dirty, JR, what you're doing now so people can pay attention to what you got going on. This is Tipping Point. Boone Cutler, stand by to stand by. We're going to finish up with these two cats, and then we're going to bring on Soldier Heart to talk about his song.
Redcon 1, myself, the entire warfighter community. What? What the is this?
Thank you so much. Tippy Point Boone Cutler. Big show today. Right now we got Jack Scalia and J.R. Martinez of Cool Guy fame. And J.R., let's get a quick plug, man. What do you got shaking? I know you got the acting thing going on. What can America, what are we going to see from you in 2015?
Well, I'm actually in the process of putting together a show, a package, and I'm going to be meeting with networks and producers pretty soon. And pretty much all it is, man, is I'm going to turn the camera around and I'm going to start highlighting other people. You know, I've had the amazing opportunity over the last 12 years to talk about me and my story and what I've been through and what I've learned and what I'm doing. And I've realized in the process there's a lot of other people doing amazing things, and so I want to find them. Still acting and still doing a lot of speaking. So, you know, with me, it's unpredictable. This whole entertainment thing is unpredictable. You never know. But I guarantee you, I'll be up to something, man.
All right, outstanding. Let's get a plug for your website so people can find you when we get off of here. We'll put it up on the Tipping Point Boone Cutler Facebook page.
Yeah, thank you, man. It's jrmartinez.com. I'm also on Twitter at @IamJRMartinez. Instagram's the same thing. Facebook, you can find it on my website.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I know you're a busy guy and you're making it happen, man. Much respect. If there's anything we can do for you, definitely reach out anytime, every time.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate that. Hey, Jack, man, it was good listening, hearing your voice, man, and talking to you for a second. And I know we'll cross paths soon, man. Thank you for everything you're doing. Take care, guys.
All the way.
JR, take care. Godspeed, pal.
Okay, Jack, got just a second. Got to bring on Soldier Heart. Tell me, tell everybody how to get in touch with you, and what's the website for Coalition to Salute America's Heroes?
Well, it is saluteamericasheroes.org, and that's a good way to get in touch with me or through you. The coalition is, we're all kind of fighting for the same dollar here to make your lives better and your family's lives better. And, the coalition does a lot of work with the emergency relief is, you know, helping guys, keep the bills paid, gals keep the bills paid, keep the lights turned on, get special things for their children. Just recently the coalition made a donation to the Children's Fund, which, gives the children of our warriors, returning warriors, the opportunity to have some, you know, extracurricular activities in their lives.
Outstanding. So outstanding. Thanks so much. What's the website again?
SaluteAmericasHeroes.org.
SaluteAmericasHeroes.org. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Jack. Got to bring on Soldier Heart, get this song out. Thanks for supporting the song, and thanks for supporting Warfighters.
Thank you, Boone. Take care and Godspeed.
We'll talk soon. All the way out here.